Early last year, Jerry and Diane Bryant of Stanton bought a cabin on a creek in the George Washington National Forest where they could spend weekends and eventually retire. In August, the couple received a letter from Dominion Power stating that it planned to survey their 7 acres west of Churchville for its proposed pipeline project. Several weeks later, representatives from a company working with Dominion visited the Bryants with a map showing the proposed corridor.
He pointed to a spot in the middle of the corridor and said, "That's your house." So the message there was that this house, all the buildings surrounding the house, would be dug up. Later, we found out that the corridor does not include the house.
Buildings are not Brian's only concern. He says the creek, which the pipeline would have to cross, contains rare minerals that could be disturbed, and the trees may be original old-growth forest.
And that's part of the anguish, just the idea that they would mow down 200 to 300 foot swaths of majestic trees.
Becky Harmon and Dave Buell of Swope also received a letter in August. The couple lives on just over an acre of land.
It's not like we have, you know, hundreds of acres to where this pipeline really wouldn't matter. This little tiny piece of land that we have matters.
If the corridor through Harmon's property is approved, Dominion Power will own an easement on a large portion of her land, which will restrict what she and her husband can do with it.
We have been here almost 24 years. I have a relationship with this land 26, 27 years. Ultimately, our goal was that we would someday, when we retired, put up a little pole barn, have a couple of head of something or other, cattle, goats, something, and we will not be able to do that now.
Harmon says people need to be educated about the effects of the pipeline.
It's a 42-inch pipeline, and people say, well, there's already pipelines running across this county. They were 10-inch pipelines. They were replaced with 20-inch pipelines in the 70s. This is over twice the size of that pipeline, pushing a lot more gas at a lot faster speed through it. It's very dangerous.
The karst geology of this area, if there were a leak, the leak, I understand, could spread gas through literally miles of this porous geology before it was discovered. And then if there's an explosion, I mean, it could be really massive.
The karst environment underlying much of Augusta County is porous limestone, characterized by sinkholes, internal drains, sinking streams, and caves. According to geologists who have studied the area, any gas leakage from the pipeline could spread widely, leading to contamination of underground water sources and possibly creating an explosive atmosphere. These and other concerns have led Harmon, Bryant, and other landowners to engage a law firm to defend their property rights. Bryant is optimistic.
For safety reasons and for aesthetic reasons, for the reasons of preserving the national forest, there's a strong possibility that the pipeline will never be constructed here.
But Dominion Power is still in the pre-filing stages of applying to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for permission to build the pipeline. So any fight over eminent domain, the taking of private property for public gain, is at least 2 years down the road. For WMRA News, I'm Luann Austin.